Hello.
I'm calling for Sherry Connie.
Yes, hi. Is this Officer Walker?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hi, Officer Walker. So anyway, there was another incident that happened today. I don't know if you received my paperwork. Did you ever receive it?
Yep, it's all been submitted.
Okay, great. An incident happened today. The Hilo Sheriff's Department didn't they we sent them information on what was happening and the forgeries, and the case was in appeals. So they didn't want to do any kind of service at our house for eviction. So
Yeah,
what
of course, they're not gonna touch it if there's some kind of civil thing going on.
exactly. Well, Mr. Sola then paid a sheriff from Maui. The sheriff came into our house today. No, but Clay wasn't home. He was at the store. Walked through the gate. Our friend drove by and called us and said there's a black SUV parked and blocking your gate. They cut the locks, walked through the gate, broke
Hey,
into
why
the.
wasn't all this called in today when it happened?
It was. The police went over there and they
Okay.
assisted the sheriff in giving our house to Sola.
Well, what they did? They assisted him in giving the house to.
They assisted the sheriff. An officer went over there today. And yeah, if you look on the record, I don't remember his name, but he went over there today. He said he was going to give you the information. We told him that we wanted specifically the sheriff's name put down on paper, on the record, and he said he was going to do all that. But he said he knew nothing about the case. He said he just saw a sheriff. He didn't know anything.
As my case is completed, so anything new that pops up, that's a new investigation that needs to be
Yeah, he
initiated.
said no, it needed to be added because he already said when we told him the situation, he said, "Well, do you have a police complaint?" And we said, "Yeah, we filed one." And he said, "Well, this needs to be added to that." So
Oh, this will be a separate incident. But yeah, as far as my case is already closed out, so anything else that goes on there, something else has to be initiated. Not through me, but by the person that goes there.
What he did today is he went and he called us after it happened. And what happened is this sheriff came, was paid by Sola. And we don't know how much money he was paid, but he told Clay that Sola paid him to go there. So Sola, I don't know whether he paid for his flight or how that even worked, but he said, well, since the Hilo sheriff isn't going to do his job, he's going to do his job. So he went to our house. He walked and he broke through the lock, went into the house, criminally trespassed,
And they're in possession.
and he gave the house to those same people that you saw.
There's nothing I can do because I wasn't responding to that call, so I don't know what happened over there. I don't know what kind of paperwork they might have had. So the officer that went there should have documented all that when he went to the
He said
place.
he did, and he was going to give it to you.
Like I said, my case is totally separate from whatever else happens over there. The case I pulled is already closed out.
So what do you mean closed out? What's going on with it?
It's been closed.
Well, was it investigated?
It's closed as a civil matter.
Oh, but it's not a civil matter. Like we said, we want to press charges. Mr. Sola had no
I
authority.
submitted all the information that I had from everyone, and I sent it into my rank for approval. And like we tried to tell you that even that night, that this whole thing was civil, and that's what became of it. It became civil again.
Hi, this is Len Horowitz.
Hey, Mr. Horowitz.
Hi. Who was the officer that directed you to close the case or say that it was a civil matter?
It's submitted to my sergeant and was approved by my sergeant.
Yeah, what's his name?
Sergeant Ascension.
Sergeant Ascension?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you had shared with him all of the
Forgery.
forgery and the alterations of the mortgage and the
All
promissory note.
that's going to be beyond us already. Yeah. That's all matters to pursue in court.
Well, we are pursuing it in court.
And that's exactly why it's civil, because you guys have a civil case already going.
Well, you understand that RICO has both racketeering and organized crime, which is what we're dealing with, has both civil and criminal, and the Supreme Court of the United States and the lower district courts have already ruled many times.
Well, I don't know about all that, but the paperwork that I was presented with shows that all this criminal trespass and all that stuff cannot be proven because that other guy listed on that paperwork, which they say they're representing, is listed as an owner.
Yeah, but that's why it was important for you to have the record and the case open, because today they stole the house. They stole possession of the property without that man. That's what the whole thing is about. That man is a straw man, a shill, a sham. Mr. Hester doesn't really exist. He has no rights. He has no interest.
Why is his name on the ownership paper?
Because that's why I'm saying to you that what I gave you, the records that I gave you, has proof of the chain of records by which Mr. Sulla made Mr. Hester the sham plaintiff, the sham owner, the straw man. He's Sulla's straw man. He doesn't really exist. He's like a fake. And that's why it was important to maintain this case. This is a theft. And Mitch Roth, when we spoke to Mitch Roth, he said, report it to the police. And yes, that's right. And so now to hear that the case is closed because it's a civil matter flies in the face of the Supreme Court's rulings. It flies in the face of justice.
So I do my job how I'm supposed to do it here.
I need to have that case reopened. I need to speak to whoever it was that is aiding and abetting this crime.
There's no aiding and abetting, sir.
Sir, I'm telling you, it's not your case. You've closed it. You gave it to somebody else. Apparently, what I understand from you, they closed it. That is a crime. It's a breach of duty. I am a victim of organized crime. The victim of organized crime has rights under Hawaii statutes.
So you guys can prove that that guy doesn't exist. It's going to remain civil.
Well, we gave you the proof. Do you understand? That's why we sent you all that documentation.
And it's all been submitted with my report.
And that's what you're saying to me now is a kind of like a catch-22. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You gave it to the guy, and he says there's nothing.
That doesn't exist.
Mr. Hester is not a legitimate owner.
He's a homeless drifter.
He's a homeless drifter who's involved in drug trafficking.
Well, he's alive, and he is a real person.
Yeah, but he's not interested. He's not coming to that property. He's not
in. On the Hawaii property tax.
That's right. And he hasn't paid 1 cent of tax. We've been paying the tax, bro.
If you're saying he's a fake person and doesn't exist, that's one thing. But now you're telling me he's a homeless guy and he is real. So
again,
he's a fake interested party.
Do you know what a straw man is?
Until you can get him off of that paper, there's nothing we can do.
Again, it's a criminal case as well as a civil case. It's both.
Ownership paper as an owner.
We are listed as the owners.
We are too. And I have the warranty deed. We say
you guys can show that this guy is not supposed to be on there.
Well,
we need to talk to him.
You know what the difference between a warranty deed is and a quitclaim deed?
I'm not going by that. I'm going by the real property tax, which lists the owners of that property as you, Sherry,
and is it a crime to falsely file in-state false pleadings and filings that literally take the legitimate owners off of the title and put in a fake?
You're not off the title, though. You're on there, right?
Yet we're still on by our having to plead it to the tax office. That's why we have a special arrangement and we're paying taxes.
And that's why you guys need to go to court.
It's both. It's a civil and criminal. Look up RICO. Look up the Supreme Court's rulings. Look up every state in the United States.
Talk to his supervisor.
Are you under the United States Constitution?
State laws differ from state to state.
Yes, they do. And I know that in the state of Hawaii, you have a civil RICO.
Yeah, civil. You're saying it right there.
Yes, and a civil RICO. When you look up civil RICO, the court justices tell you that at the same time there are civil...
I understand you guys have tried to file cases with the department many times, and you were told that this whole matter was civil, right?
Yes, and that is that's the problem.
To me, I initiated a case for you guys.
Yes, thank you, and now it's gone.
I submitted that case for approval, and it was approved as a civil matter.
Well, that's it. Who did that without even notifying us? We're victims of organized crime. We're supposed to be kept in touch. We have a law. You have a law in the state of Hawaii that is to treat victims of organized crime or crime victims a little differently than your average Joe. You're supposed to contact those people, let them know the progress of the case. That's in the law.
Wait, talk to a supervisor.
I will.
You can talk to my supervisor if you want. He's here.
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to speak with him, please.
I'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
Sergeant of Function.
Yes. Hi, my name is Leonard Horowitz, and I'm a victim of organized crime and theft of our property today. And we had, on June 10th, we had a trespass, a criminal trespass, breaking and entering, and we actually had an assault. We had people assaulted, my fellow residents and caretakers, on the property located in Pahoa at 13-3775 Pahoa Kalapana Highway. And I understand that we had a criminal case that was opened up. We were just calling now after being told we needed to submit all of the documentation to prove that this is a criminal case. We sent the documentation in, and we were told to get back to the officer, which we just did. We just spoke to him, and he said that the case had been closed, that his superior officer told him it was a civil matter, and that the case needed to be closed. Today, what happened was we had a sheriff come, not from Hilo, because the sheriff's department saw the evidence. They said, oh my goodness, and they did not go to the property. In fact, the police had told the people previously not to trespass because this is would be a crime. Today, they brought in and paid for a sheriff from Maui to fly in. They cut through the gates, through the locks, and no one was home, and they took possession of our million-dollar estate. And I'm being told that this is a civil matter? Are you kidding me?
Okay, what kind of documents are you talking about that you have provided?
We sent in a variety, including a forged set of articles of incorporation that contain the felony of forgery. It contains false photocopied signatures on a articles of incorporation set that was put into the DCCA on May the 15th, 2009, in two faxes that are fraudulent. We've had an expert who works with the FBI out of California. We hired her to report the analysis, proving beyond any reasonable doubt that Mr. Paul J. Sulla Jr. photocopied the signature of a dead man and put them into the DCCA to form a fake company that he then used to claim that we owed him money and that he was going to foreclose. He used that sham entity to foreclose non-judicially.
Okay, where is all these documents that you're speaking of?
We sent it in.
It was all part of the case record. We spent a lot of time and money.
Officer Walker.
It was all...
Sent it in. Where are you folks?
We're right now in Honolulu.
Okay, well, first of all, we cannot make criminal cases over the phone.
There was a criminal case, and we look, officer. Look, we did that. There was a criminal case. He said that he got the documentation. He said that he turned them over to his superior,
which was you, which was him.
He said that you, I guess, are you the superior officer?
Yes, I'm the sergeant in charge for this.
What's his name?
Okay, so what's your name, sir?
My name is Sergeant Ascension.
Okay, now Sergeant Ascension, did you go through a stack of about 2 inches thick of paperwork that we compiled.
I go through hundreds of papers every day. I have 14 officers that's under my supervision.
Okay.
Well again, if you're going to be negligent and not do your duty to protect us as victims of crime, when we do what you've asked, we sent in the documentation. Now, if you don't have it, why? Where is it? And why did our case get closed?
Yeah.
If those items were turned in, it gets scanned into the report, and there's the report that's going to be in the report.
It was
I read 100 or 200 pages. That, you know, there's going to be times where I'm not going to read 200 pieces of papers, right? Things that what I read is the narratives that the officers put in, you know, documenting what the report is about. And from there, you know, I determine if that report is either going to be approved and be sent for prosecution, or based on what is in there, if the elements of a crime is there, okay. So that's what I approve or
did he
try.
Yes or no?
So you did not see the forgeries, and you don't think that forgeries is a felony?
Sir, that's not what I'm seeing.
I'm looking for answers here.
The report that you folks are reporting. Was that there was somebody on the property who doesn't belong there? But from the documents that we have from the county land tax website, is that there is a party by that name who
he wasn't on the
shows
property.
Up as being an owner of the property.
Yeah, but he's not.
Well,
on the
let
property.
Me ask you something. If you go there right now and ask for him, and you don't find him there, and you find Mr. Sulla's agents there instead of that man, would that convince you that?
No, it wouldn't, because we have many people who. Own properties who don't live on the property. People who even live in Japan who own property on our island.
Okay, so you made a decision without any investigation, is that right?
No, I made a decision on reading the reports that was in the report.
Okay, so it didn't matter that I spoke to and we contacted Mitch Roth, and Mitch Roth said, give it to the police, they're going to assign an investigator, and now there's no investigation. Where is it? We were just told that the criminal case has been closed and that there is no investigation. That's what we were just told.
The report that was filed was a trespassing report. That one party had trespassed them on the other person's property. But when we looked at the paperwork, that person who you guys said had trespassed shows up as being part owner of the property.
No.
Okay.
No,
there was trespass. There was breaking and entering. There was vandalism.
Hold on. He got something wrong.
Okay. You can't trespass or vandalize. On property that you own.
No.
That's right, and he doesn't own it.
Okay.
That's the point.
No, the point is that guy that you saw in the paper, Jason Hester, never came on the property. He was not one of the people that came on the property. Who came on the property was a lawyer who was disqualified from representing him. That's the person. Not only did that lawyer came on, but he brought a real estate agent and he brought a process server that are his subordinates. The man that was on the documentation never stepped foot on the property. So when you say that the person that we're claiming is trespassing is named on the document, that is not true. That's an outright wrong, okay? Because Mr. Hester never set foot on our property, ever.
Nor has he paid any taxes. Nor we've been paying the taxes.
And Mr. Hester would have to be a person who's saying that he didn't allow Sulla to be on there. All three of you would have to have said that.
Well, why don't you have a police and why don't you pick him up and shake him down, Mr. Hester? On probable cause, for probable cause of forgery and felonies of securities fraud of, and theft.
Was that somebody trespassed on the property? Not that somebody forged any kind of document.
The reason why they trespassed was to claim possession. That's a first degree theft.
Well, like I said, the report wasn't about anybody forging any document or stealing any property.
Yes, that I reported that from the very beginning. When I spoke to the officers that were there on the scene, and my fellow residents and my caretakers likewise said, this is a fraud. There is a whole series of documents which we were asked to send, which we sent. And now we hear that they were useless. They were not even looked at. There was no investigation. It was simply, we're going to take a look at whatever
somebody says is a civil matter and dismiss this case. Meanwhile, you've got people who are hemorrhaging from as victims of crime.
I'm definitely going to be reporting this to the FBI. We have a couple FBI agents who have asked what the police are doing. I'm going to be reporting the fact that you right now have told us a lot of things that are not true.
You know, I need to speak with your superior, whether it's the lieutenant or the captain, and I want to speak to have them put our documentation in the hands of a competent investigator and get that information to Mitch Roth.
Yeah, you'd have to call during business hours. That's when the lieutenant...
Who is your boss?
Who is going to be doing that? What's the...
Who's his boss?
Is it the lieutenant?
Yeah, you can call him during business hours.
Who is your boss?
Yeah. I just said the lieutenant. Lieutenant Mamuna is the supervisor.
Lieutenant who?
Business hours.
Hold on.
Yes, please spell his last name.
M-A-H-U-N-A.
Okay, Lieutenant Mahuna.
Correct.
All right. And is he going to be there tomorrow?
Yes, he will.
Okay. Does he have our documents?
The documents that you're talking about is scanned into the report.
The forged documents that we gave to Officer Walker.
So all of those forgeries...
Whatever documents that you said that you sent over has been scanned into the report. Again, if there's something else that you're going to report besides at the time which was trespassing... then you're going to have to come here and meet with the officer in person and explain what is it that you think, you know, whatever crime is, you think that the person has forged your name or whatever, that you have to come in person and meet with the officer about that.
I am not going to be able to do that. And there has been previously an investigation that the new investigation and the new case, because Mitch Roth, his office, sent us a letter stating that the statutes of limitations had gone, and he needed to have a new incident or a new criminal case, which
and
this is.
Generate a case. It's mandated by our policy to meet face to face with a reporting party, not gather information over the phone.
Yes, we have done that with other investigators on these matters.
Okay, well I don't know what investigators you're talking about that you did that with. Because what I understand is that Officer Walker was handling a trespassing case.
What was his name? Officer.
Was it Yutaki?
Yes.
Do you know Dean Yutaki?
Sorry?
Do you know Officer Dean Yutaki, Investigator Yutaki?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yes. Could you get our information to Investigator Yutaki and the lieutenant? Because Dean Yutaki, we met with.
Why are you directing all these questions to me and to Officer Walker? If you're dealing with Detective Uitaki...
We're not dealing with
you. To Detective Uitaki.
No, you didn't hear me right. I said Utaki's case was a couple years ago where we met at length.
Is that the same thing that you're reporting?
That's exactly what we're trying to find out. What happened to that case? Because we're not getting the right answers.
It's not the same thing because this is a new incident. Hold on. Let me talk to this guy.
Yeah, this is a brand new incident. This is the theft happened today. We lost our house today. They stole our property today.
That's a
crime today.
Don't do their job.
And that's because you guys are not doing your job and you're calling things civil matters when they're criminal.
And you need to talk to Officer Tam. You need to get in contact. Sir, you need to get in contact with...
If I felt somebody stole my car or my house or my lot from me, I mean, I'll be meeting with the officers in person and not trying to get things done over the phone. I mean,
we have met.
Conducting investigation
over
the
phone. God.
Look,
the
evidence not only has been presented previously, but it's now, again, in your hands. It was in your hands. You're saying it's in the record. There's no need for us to fly inter-island at great expense to do this again.
Sure, you would need to, because now if the documents in court show that this person is part owner of your property, you're going to need to come to court and get those things removed from the deed.
Believe me, you get us into court and I will be a star witness for your jury prosecution.
The criminal part is not going to get his name off of the deed. That's something that you folks have to do with the court.
Yeah, that's right. Your business is criminal. We're dealing with our lawyer. We have a very good lawyer. Her name is Margaret Willie. She's the county councilwoman. The reason why Mayor Billy Kinoy is currently indicted is largely because of the pressure that our attorney has placed.
What I need to hear, I mean, talking about the mayor and all that, whatever thing that you're going to bring up this morning,
he works for the mayor.
Listen, yeah, because when you're dealing with organized crime, we're witnessing right now. I'm on the phone with you, and you're giving us double talk about losing documentation that show prove beyond any reasonable doubt forgeries and literally securities fraud for theft of $1 million property. That's not civil, man.
Okay, well, like I said, you can call in the morning and speak to the lieutenant and tell him your concerns about
this
it.
This guy makes no rules.
So again, you told who did you say that this was a civil matter to? Do you just shut the case down yourself?
Like I said, the report was about a trespassing. Okay, so the report was a party trespassed onto the property. When we found out that the party that you were saying that trespassed on the property is actually, according to the documents, is an owner of the property.
No, we didn't therefore say that. No, he's not saying the truth. We never said that the guy on those documents.
Wait a second.
No, I'm talking to you, sir, because you made the decision.
You made the decision.
You made the decision to claim.
If you don't like my decision.
No, you're falsely claiming that we said. No, you are.
What? That was my decision. Yes.
You were falsely claiming. Wait. He's falsely claiming that Hester was on our property.
First of all, Hester was never on our property.
I was not on the property. I read the report. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay. So did
let me see that report.
Where is the report? Did you? Did
the document?
Okay.
I'll call the lieutenant in the morning. I have a call that I need to go on to right now.
Yeah. Right.
In the morning, talk to the lieutenant.
I will.
Thank you.